107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Thrilled to have actor Rebecca Northern on the phone lines. We have got a very special, amazing, and spooky presentation coming up with Stratford Festival, and Rebecca is on the phone lines with all the details. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jamie.
Rebecca, I feel like it's been forever since we chatted last, but you've got something very special that you're going to be a part of coming to the Stratford Festival for October. What's going on?
Well, my little company, Spontaneous Theater, is being presented by the Stratford Festival, and our production is called Goblin Macbeth.
I love it. Goblin Macbeth. Now, help us understand what this is all about, Goblin Macbeth.
Well, the story is that three goblins have come across a copy of the complete works of William Shakespeare, and they've read it cover to cover. And they're really curious about this guy, Shakespeare, who seems to know an awful lot about witches and fairies and goblins and monsters. So even though these goblins are actually quite skeptical about whatever theater is meant to be, they've decided to sneak into a theater and convince an audience to come with them, and they're going to try to put on Macbeth for a night and see if they can understand why theater and also understand what's the deal with humans.
So this is Goblin Macbeth with Stratford Festival, and it's going to be October 12th through to the 28th. And you've likely, in terms of seeing some of the videos or quick clips that have been shared on social media, I love the costuming for this show.
Yeah, me too. The costumes themselves are very simple, but the exciting part for all of us are these incredible masks. So we connected with this company in the States called Composite Effects, and you may have seen their work in some of the background scenes in Game of Thrones. They did all the background masks for the White Walkers. So they're sort of Hollywood-grade silicone masks that fit really snugly to the face and have some movement when we wear them. And they're utterly transforming.
Yeah, no
kidding. Really fun to play in.
Yeah, and there's kind of a humorous element to this show. Is that fair to say?
Oh, everything I do has a humorous element to it. I mean, the goblins are very seriously trying to do Macbeth and trying to do theater, but they don't really understand all of the conventions, and they kind of bicker and misbehave with each other. So there's a lot of breaking out of the text where they can ask questions of each other and kind of get into trouble and then going back into the text. And the other nice thing about it is, from start to finish, the show runs about 85 to 90 minutes. No intermission.
Yeah.
You're in, you laugh, you get a little bit of Shakespeare, you laugh some more, and then you can have your picture taken with the goblins before you leave, if that's something you're into.
And as you talked about, this show is coming to the Stratford Festival as part of the wrap-up to the season in October. But this show is, shall we say, well-seasoned. This has been sold-out shows across Canada.
Yeah, it's just yesterday, or a couple of days ago, closed at Bard on the Beach in Vancouver, where it made history by selling out its entire run before the show opened. So it sold out 4 weeks, and then they extended it for a fifth week, and then the fifth week sold out. Previous to that, it played twice in Calgary, where it sold out twice. So, people just are into goblins, I guess.
And what do you think it is? I mean, I don't think it's just into goblins. Do you think it's something about marrying the works of Shakespeare with this kind of genre? What do you think is so appealing?
Well, you know, Macbeth is one of the more famous titles, and we all kind of look at that play in school, and we've heard about it, we've seen movie adaptations. So there's something very familiar about Macbeth. But as soon as you put goblins in front of it, you go, I'm not quite sure what to expect. And my guess is that it's a combination of, you know, interest and curiosity about the goblins, but maybe also having a moment of thinking, well, I know Macbeth, but I don't know what it's going to be like with this. So there's an element of not knowing about something familiar. Like I said, the masks are amazing, and it's a fun concept. And I don't know about you, but I know that for me, coming out of the pandemic, I really just want to laugh as much as possible all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
So to be a bit cheeky and full of misbehavior around Shakespeare so that it's fun, but we're making it as easy to understand as possible, is also, I think, a pretty good combination.
So it is coming to the festival this fall, next month, Goblin Macbeth. Get your tickets now. This is sure to sell out. It's running just October 12th through to the 28th as part of the Meehan Forum, and it's happening at the Studio Theater. So, Rebecca, what a nice, intimate spot for this.
Oh, my gosh. The Studio Theater is my favorite venue of all the spaces because it's so intimate. I guess the other thing I should say is that the goblins swear a little bit, so it's probably like 12 and older. It's probably 12 is probably our bottom limit if you're a mom and a dad that are okay with your kid hearing some bad words.
Okay, fair enough. some foul-mouthed goblins. Who would have thought? My goodness.
I know.
Goblin Macbeth, again, the website to get your tickets and get them right now, StraffordFestival.ca. And Rebecca, you've had a busy summer. You've also been at Shaw, I understand.
Got to be an actor all summer, and I'm still at the Shaw Festival for another couple of weeks. I'm doing the Game of Love and Chance and the Apple Cart, and it's been delightful, but I am homesick for Stratford. I need to come home.
Well, absolutely. Well, welcome you back for sure. Again, it's Goblin Macbeth at Stratford Festival coming up in October. We'll share the links and details, of course, on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Get your tickets now. Rebecca Northen. Rebecca, so wonderful to chat again, and great success with Goblin Macbeth.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.